natural terraces of the Nile. Artifacts and carvings have also been found in the surrounding oases not far from the Great River. It is believed that to these early Egyptians, the Nile River meant life, and the vast desert both death and protection from roving invaders. Eventually, the most important part of ancient Egypt and its civilization was their use of the River Nile. The Nile not only provided communication and a route for trading, but also kept the land around it extremely fertile, making it a good place to grow different kinds of crops and an excellent place to set up houses. The Nile River is the largest river in Africa and one of the largest rivers in the world. Its origin can be found at the joining of the three rivers that flow from Uganda, Sudan, and Ethiopia, and then meet in southern Egypt, forming the Nile, and go across the whole country until the northern border with the Mediterranean Sea. Therefore, Egypt and their inhabitants could develop into communities and further on civilizations because of the existence of this river. Ancient Egyptians had settled on the rich ground along both sides of the banks of the Nile because they could utilize it as a water source in the harsh and desert environment that is the northern area of Africa. The Egyptian territory was split into two regions, the flat floodplains in the north by the sea and the higher elevated ground and the narrow river valleys in the south. Moreover, as we said before, the Red Sea was also used as a natural boundary, which extends parallel to the Nile. These water sources enabled the ancient Egyptians to control western and eastern trade. The river also provided these early inhabitants with clay, which they sun-dried in a brick form and used them to build most of their constructions. These blocks lasted a long time because they were protected by an external stone face. Egypt also had a wide variety of rocks, and this enabled their people to develop a grand architecture made of the combination of this clay brick and stone. Indeed, from the Nile River flowed the lifeblood of civilization and survival of all throughout ancient Egypt. For the hunter-gatherers, the river meant an abundance of fish and prey animals, whose migration patterns predictably brought them to the precious watershed where they could be predated by waiting hunters. The Nile brought access to the waterborne transportation of goods over long distances, enabling trade and the establishment of commerce among scattered settlements. Most importantly to the early Egyptian peoples, the Nile River's nutrient-rich floodplains made agriculture possible in the desert. Though the Nile was prone to flooding, its flood cycles were predictable, leading to the development of controlled irrigation. When the Nile receded, what it exposed was a fertile river valley where the ancient Egyptians sowed and harvested an abundance of crops. The surplus of food could support a denser, more prosperous population. Soon afterward, there came a golden age of societal development and the rise of ancient Egyptian culture. Without the need to devote so much of their time to the daily struggles of hunting and gathering enough sustenance to survive, the ancient Egyptians simply had more time to devote to more scholarly and political pursuits. A system of writing was soon developed. Collective construction projects, agricultural projects, and trade was established with the surrounding regions. The ruling administration actively encouraged the exploitation of the valley and surrounding desert regions for its mineral wealth, and from these minerals came advances in smelting and forging. This, in turn, gave rise to a military armed with technology, advanced weaponry, and war machines that proved powerful enough to defend its borders, invade and conquer foreign territories, and assert the ancient Egyptian civilization as one of the most eminent cultures in the ancient world. Regarding the weather, Egypt has only spring and summer seasons, and because of this, during the flood months, the ruling group used the farmers in massive construction projects. The ancient Egyptians were almost the same throughout the existence of the civilization. They were polytheistic, and their religion was organized by powerful priests. The pharaoh was considered to be God's second in command, and due to this, the spiritual beliefs supported the political and social measures of the time. Moreover, the Egyptians believed in the afterlife, so they had a long ritual in which they embalmed the bodies and prepared them for their future life. Only nobles were given these ceremonies, as they were put in individual rooms in large pyramids where they were kept with all their belongings. These rituals led to the construction of great pyramids and monuments. Also, the Egyptians had a statal society in which all social and working relations were established by a great priest that followed the word of the pharaoh. The pharaoh not only was God's representative on earth, but also he was a priest and a king. He owned all the land and controlled everything. The nobles, such as priests, members of the royal family, and those in charge of managing people, were free from hard and slave work.